What's up, guys? This is Seeking to Please. I am accepting the accent challenge. And I am from the United States. Most specifically, I'm from the Delmarva Peninsula, which is in the mid-Atlantic region. So the way I talk and my speaking affect has a lot of influence from a lot of different places, like the Eastern Shore of Maryland, Baltimore, Philadelphia, a little bit of kind of Southern thrown in there just for shits and giggles. Pronounce the following words: aunt, roof, route, theater, iron, salmon, caramel, fire, water, New Orleans, pecan, both, again, probably, Alabama, lawyer, coupon, mayonnaise, pajamas, caught, naturally, aluminum, gif, cracker jack, doorknob, and envelope. What is it called when you throw toilet paper on a house? We call it TPing. Although I agree with a couple of other people who have said it's just a giant pain in the ass. A bubbly carbonated drink is called soda to me. And I call gym shoes sneakers, unless they're for something specific, in which case they'd be like running shoes or tennis shoes or something like that. So I call my grandparents Nana and Pop, or Nan and Granddad. I carry my groceries in the supermarket in a cart. I change my TV with a clicker, which I know is really baffling to a lot of people. I don't call it anything else. Choose a book and read a passage from it. Okay, so I'm currently reading Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's six great Sherlock Holmes stories, the unabridged version. So here goes nothing. There was little difficulty in entering the grounds, for unrepaired breaches gaped in the old park wall. Making our way among the trees, we reached the lawn, crossed it, and were about to enter through the window, when out from a clump of laurel bushes there darted what seemed to be a hideous and distorted child, who threw itself upon the grass with writhing limbs and ran swiftly across the lawn into the darkness. "My God," I whispered, "did you see it?" Holmes was for the moment as startled as I. His hand closed like a vice upon my wrist in his agitation. Then he broke into a low laugh and he put his lips to my ear. "It is a nice household," he murmured. "That is the baboon." I had forgotten the strange pet which the doctor affected. There was a cheetah, too. Perhaps we might find it upon our shoulders at any moment. I confess that I felt easier in my mind when, after following Holmes's example and slipping off my shoes, I found myself inside the bedroom. My companion noiselessly closed the shutters, moved the lamp onto the table, and cast his eyes around the room. All was as we had seen it in the daytime. Then, creeping up to me and making a trumpet of his hand, he whispered into my ear again, so gently it was all I could do to distinguish the words, "The least sound would be fatal to our plans." I nodded to show that I had heard. "We must sit without light. He would see it through the ventilator." I nodded again. "Do not go asleep. Your very life may depend on it. Have your pistol ready in case you should need it, and I will sit on the side of the bed and you in that chair." I took out my revolver and laid it on the corner of the table. Holmes had brought up a long, thin cane, and this he placed upon the bed beside him. By it he laid the box of matches and the stump of a candle, and then he turned down the lamp, and we were left in darkness. How shall I ever forget that dreadful vigil? I could not hear a sound, not even the drawing of a breath, and yet I knew that my companion sat open-eyed within a few feet of me, in the same state of nervous tension in which I was myself. The shutters cut off the least ray of light, and we waited in absolute darkness. From outside came the occasional cry of a night bird, and at once our very window was like a drawn cat-like whine, which told us that the cheetah was indeed at liberty. Far away we could hear the deep tones of the parish clock, which boomed out every quarter of an hour. How long these seemed, these quarters. 12 struck, and 1, and 2, and 3, and still we sat waiting silently for whatever may befall. So yeah, I think that's plenty of Sherlock and Miss. I don't really think I have an accent, but then again, most people talk the way I do where I'm from. And the only people who've really told me I've had an accent were people from either other regions for the country who have really distinguishable accents to me, or you lovely foreigners. And yes, to me, that includes you lovely people in the Great White North. Oh, good. This is exciting. Any three words I want. Okay. So where I'm from, we have this thing, and it's kind of like a regional delicacy, I guess you could kind of call it. And it's called Scrapple. We have this big festival during the fall called Apple Scrapple Festival. So those are my three words. I hope you guys like this. LMK, you can always PM me or comment. I will respond and be super happy if you will, because I feel really awkward now. Key thinks bye.